In the same morning, the first Sunday that Riddell and Mylan and their family from Cuba have come here to Manitoba with a mission to help bolster and to raise up and equip leaders in these First Nations community. They come to us, I believe, with a call of God upon their lives. And interestingly enough, I think the first time Riddell and Mylan shared the Word of God here, I believe it was around May the 12th, and of course you'll remember the year was 2013. Anyway, if you want to know what they spoke on, he spoke on the River of God from Ezekiel 47. Does anyone remember that message? Ezekiel, and he talked about this river. At that time, we were going through a crisis in this congregation, this couple brought the river of God and said, there's a river flowing from this place that will rise higher and higher. Amen. It might start as just a little stream, but you see, because we're joining together with the other streams, with the other rivers from the other churches here in Niverville. We came together last Friday night, and there's even a stronger river when we come together into unity with every believer. Jesus said, he that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And so, I mean, just look, since 2013, just look at how Daniel was leading the service this morning, how the anointing is increasing, and not only on him, but people like Elaine here and all over. Each one of you is being transformed to release that river. That's what we're called to, not just to come with a grasping mold, but to give out what's inside of us, to be a blessing. And so, you know, it's a major shift. And it's a real miracle to see a family of five come from Cuba to Canada to be supported by a faith mission that has no man-made guarantees. And you know, the Cuban government and the Canadian government, they everything has to be done in a way that makes business sense. But there was a day last November where I got a phone call from Mylan here, and she said we were approved for a worker's visas to come here to Manitoba for 2 years. And so the people back home, now that they're leaving behind a church that is very vibrant in the Holy Spirit. People are getting saved every week in their church in Cardenas, Cuba. People are being set free from spirits of witchcraft. Witches and warlocks have been delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when they get delivered, family members also get free. We need that here in Manitoba. We need that type of anointing right here that will set. This is what Rising Above is about. Because we're not just wrestling against, you know, psychological problems, but we got to go deeper into the realm of the Spirit and release that river of life that will bring freedom. I'd just like to read this quotation from last Thursday. A couple that go to their church in Cardenas, Cuba, you can kind of feel the sadness that they were to see this family leave Cuba because they mean so much to them, but they're willing to release them knowing that they are here on a mission. They say, today I want to thank God for my pastors. And here's the picture of Riddell and Mylan. This is read on Facebook on Thursday. They said, today they go out to another mission, to another country, bless you, and pray to our God to keep you and protect you forever. May your Holy Spirit, my Lord, accompany you always. Good journey. We will miss you. And you can see how, when they said their goodbyes, it was like when Paul left the elders at Ephesus, but said, we're blessing you. You have a mission here in Manitoba. And so now we receive you here in Manitoba as messengers of peace. Messengers of the gospel of peace. I'd like to say that their children, Marcus, who's 18 years of old, he wants to do some things with Island Breeze, Manitoba. Joshua and Janelle from Island Breeze are here this morning. We're going to do all we can to open doors for them into the First Nations, the 100 communities that need leaders to be equipped and trained to see the healing power of God come to every community of this province. So please welcome this morning Riddell and Mylan and their translator, Mike Arnold. Please come, mic and make them welcome this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. Hermana, ¿no quieres hacer?
Where I speak English. He doesn't speak English. He has the translator. I don't need the translator. It's a pleasure to be here with you again and to see some faces that we meet for a long time. And we are here. We are coming with a plan, with a purpose. And we are really sure that it's a calling of God, because how God's open doors for us was amazing. And then here we are. You are coming to serve the Lord and to serve you in some point. God bless you.
Bueno, agradecemos al Señor en esta mañana esta oportunidad que tenemos de estar aquí.
We want to thank God this morning for this opportunity to be here.
Estamos muy contentos con todo lo que el Señor ha estado haciendo en nuestras vidas.
We're so excited with what God has been doing in our lives.
Conocimos al Pastor Roger hace ya unos cuantos años, unos 6 años atrás, creo.
We've known Roger now for, I believe, 6 years.
Y hemos estado viniendo aquí a Canadá, y el Pastor Roger también ha estado yendo allá a Cuba y ha estado predicando en nuestra iglesia allá.
So we've been coming here to Canada, and Pastor Roger has also been coming to Cuba and preaching in our church.
Y desde que conocimos al Pastor Roger, sentimos que hubo una conexión muy fuerte que Dios puso.
And since we've met Roger, we noticed that there was a connection that God put there, a strong connection.
El Pastor Roger nos decía lo mismo, que él sentía que había una conexión.
And Roger had told us he felt the same, that there was a connection between us.
Y bueno, creo que son las conexiones divinas que el Señor hace para cumplir sus propósitos aquí en la tierra con nosotros.
And we believe that's a divine connection that God plans and to do his works that he wants to do with us.
Y bueno, estamos recién llegados ahora mismo aquí a Canadá. Solamente hace 3 días que estamos aquí con nuestra familia.
And me and my family just arrived here just 3 days ago.
Ahí están mis hijos. Se pueden poner en pie. Marcos.
They're my children.
Adiel.
Marcos.
Marcos, Libni y Abdiel.
Marcos, Libni y Abdiel.
Okay.
Para ellos es primera vez estar aquí en Canadá.
It's their first time in Canada, so welcome here.
Yeah. Nosotros hemos venido a Canadá ya, bueno, creo que eran 6 veces que hemos venido acá.
We've come here about 6 times.
Pero siempre habíamos venido en primavera, vinimos en verano también, en otoño, pero nunca en invierno.
But we've always come in spring or summer and even fall, but never in winter.
Y bueno, siempre aquí algunos amigos nos decían, no, tienen que venir en invierno para que vean y conozcan la nieve, el frío acá.
And we always had people telling us, you need to come in winter to see the snow and see how the cold and everything.
Y no nos habíamos decidido.
And,
no habíamos decidido venir en invierno antes.
And we hadn't decided to come in winter before.
Pero ahora llegamos ya para establecernos acá, pues, con toda esta nieve por todas partes, ¿verdad?
And now we're here to put down some roots and all the snow and everything.
Cuando llegamos en el avión, mirábamos hacia abajo y veíamos todo blanco.
When we were coming in the landing in the plane, we saw the whole land was white.
Y decíamos, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Y bueno, conocimos al Señor yo conocí el Evangelio a los 19 años.
When I was 19, that is when I received the gospel.
Y Y en ese tiempo, los dos primeros años de conocer al Señor.
And in those first couple of years of getting to know the Lord,
Dios comenzó a hablarnos y Dios comenzó a dar palabras a nuestras vidas.
God started to speak to me and bring words into my life.
En relación al llamado y a lo que Él quería hacer en nuestras vidas.
And words that He had about the plans He had for us and what He wanted to do in our lives.
Desde ese tiempo entendimos que Dios nos había llamado para servirle.
When that time we understood that God had called us to serve Him.
Para dejar todo lo que habíamos hecho y todos nuestros planes para servirle a Él.
And that we knew we had to leave all our plans behind, everything we had thought we were going to do to serve Him.
Y comenzamos en la iglesia donde conocimos el Evangelio allí, comenzamos a servir.
And we started to serve in that very same church where I received the gospel.
Y en toda oportunidad que Dios nos dio, aún en las cosas más pequeñas.
And in all the opportunities that God gave us, and even in the small things.
Siempre estábamos emocionados y contentos con poder servir a Dios.
We were always just excited, encouraged, and glad that we could serve God.
Trabajamos en misiones en algunos campos alrededor de allí del pueblo donde vivíamos.
We worked in some small encampments there around the village where we lived.
Íbamos en bicicleta.
We would go by bike.
En bicicleta a cada uno de esos lugares.
To each one of those places.
No, allá muy pocas personas en Cuba tienen carro.
In Cuba, not a lot of people own cars.
Y así que los misioneros en Cuba.
And so missionaries in Cuba.
Pues hacen sus viajes a los lugares donde van en bicicleta.
They go to the places they got to get to by bike.
Y entonces allí en esas misiones donde comenzamos a trabajar y a servir al Señor.
And in those missions where we started to work and serve the Lord.
Lugares de campo, lugares muy pobres.
And those are really poor kind of encampments and places.
Vimos cómo Dios comenzó a salvar vidas.
But we saw how God was starting to save lives.
Y cómo Dios estaba haciendo algo precioso en ese tiempo.
And that God was doing something awesome in that time.
Hubo lugares donde trabajamos.
There were places where we worked.
Donde se llaman, bueno, allá en Cuba le decimos batelles o aldeas, así pueblos muy pequeños.
They have a special word for them in Cuba, like little small little towns.
Sí, vimos cómo de cada casa de esos lugares habían personas convertidas al Señor.
And in every house in those places, people were being converted to the Lord.
Que venían a nuestras reuniones.
And they would come to our meetings.
Y estábamos bien contentos con la obra que Dios estaba haciendo en cada uno de esos lugares.
And we're so happy and grateful to be a part of that work that God is doing in those places.
Y en medio de todo lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
And in the midst of everything God was doing,
la directiva de la denominación nuestra,
the director of our denomination,
nos llamó para que saliéramos de ese lugar, de esa área donde estábamos trabajando,
called us to leave that place where we were working,
y para que nos moviéramos a otro lugar,
and to move to another place.
No entendíamos en ese momento por qué debíamos movernos.
At that time we didn't understand why we would need to move.
De hecho, no queríamos hacerlo.
And actually, we didn't want to move.
Porque estábamos contentos con todo lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
We were just so happy with what God was doing, what we were a part of.
Pero hemos estado siempre dispuestos a obedecer al Señor.
But we were willing to obey the Lord.
Y nos movimos a otro lugar, un lugar que nunca antes habíamos visitado.
We went to another place and we moved there to a place we had never been to before.
Y comenzamos una iglesia allí en ese lugar.
And we started a church there.
Es un pueblo llamado Carlos Rojas.
In a little town called Carlos Rojas.
Y trabajamos en ese lugar. Establecimos allí la iglesia. Y luego trabajamos en otras ciudades, en otros pueblos. Y se establecieron nuevas iglesias también en los alrededores de ese lugar.
So we started there and we began and planted a church and then we started to also start churches in surrounding areas, in towns and cities.
Antes de movernos allí, no entendíamos por qué teníamos que ir a ese lugar.
Before arriving there, we didn't understand why do we have to go to this place.
Pero después entendimos cuando vimos todo lo que Dios comenzó a hacer.
But when we saw what God started, then we understood.
Y cuando leemos en la palabra del Señor el llamado que Dios le hace a Abraham.
And when we read in the Bible the calling that God puts on Abraham's life.
Cuando Dios llamó a Abraham, lo llamó a salir de su tierra.
When he called him, he asked him to leave his land.
Y le dijo que obedeciera y que lo iba a bendecir en gran manera.
And he called Abraham to obey, but that he was going to bless him in many ways and in great ways.
Creo que siempre nos conviene a nosotros poder obedecer el llamado que Dios hace a nuestras vidas.
And it's always a challenge to obey the calling that God puts in our lives.
Porque la obediencia siempre traerá la bendición de Dios.
But obedience always brings God's blessings.
A veces cuando nos toca obedecer al Señor.
Sometimes when we need to obey God.
Y lo que Dios está hablando a nuestras vidas.
And what he's saying about into our lives.
Muchas veces no entendemos todo lo que Dios quiere.
Many times we don't understand the whole picture of what he wants.
Pero cuando Dios nos está hablando.
But when God is speaking to us.
Nos conviene poder obedecer.
It's good to obey. It's to our benefit to obey.
Y estando nosotros en ese tiempo allá en esta nueva área donde estábamos trabajando, Carlos Rojas, Jovellanos, y otros lugares ahí en los alrededores.
And then during that time when we were working in that city and those surrounding areas.
Dios estaba haciendo cosas bien, bien preciosas.
God was doing awesome things.
Estábamos viendo muchas almas ser salvadas.
A lot of souls were being saved.
Estábamos viendo a muchos en toda esa área que estaban siendo liberados de la brujería, de la hechicería.
Many people were being freed of sorcery and witchcraft.
Y Dios nos habló.
And God spoke to us.
Dios nos habló y también en por palabra profética.
And also by way of a prophetic word.
No, el Señor nos habla y nos dice que íbamos a ser movidos de ese lugar nuevamente.
And that
que venía otro cambio a nuestras vidas y que íbamos a ser movidos de allí.
That God said that there was going to be another change coming to our lives, that we were going to move again.
Y que íbamos a estar en un lugar en una nueva iglesia.
And that we were going to be in a new place, a new church.
10 años.
For 10 years.
Por 10 años. La palabra fue y no se enamoren del lugar donde van a estar.
No se enamoren.
¿Entiende la palabra?
Yeah, no se enamoren. Yeah.
No se enamoren de ese lugar.
And the word also said, don't fall in love with that place or don't get attached to that place.
Porque de ese lugar ustedes van a salir a la obra misionera y van a salir fuera de Cuba, van a ir a Canadá.
Because you're going to leave that place and you're going to go out of Cuba and into Canada.
En ese momento nunca antes nosotros habíamos salido de Cuba.
Before that moment we had never left Cuba.
Nosotros ni siquiera teníamos pasaporte, no sabíamos cómo iban a ocurrir esas cosas.
We didn't even have passports. We didn't know how any of that stuff was going to come together. We didn't know how that stuff worked.
Pero teníamos la palabra del Señor.
But we had God's word.
Y en ese tiempo, bueno, comenzamos a orar.
And that time we began to pray.
Y así de algo inesperado vino entonces ese cambio. Que el Señor nos había hablado para salir del lugar donde estábamos.
And we were kind of waiting for like what was going to happen to for that word of God to come to fruition for us to be able to leave there.
Y ese cambio en ese momento fue bien bien fuerte para nosotros.
And that was quite that change that came was quite a shock to us, came very strongly.
Y bueno, llegamos ahí al lugar, a la ciudad donde estamos, ahí en Cárdenas.
But then, we left that place where we were and went to that new place where we are now in Cárdenas.
Cuando llegamos ahí encontramos una iglesia muy bien dividida, una iglesia con muchos problemas.
And when we got there, we joined a church that had many problems. There was lots of division in it.
Pero Dios comenzó a traer sanidad a la iglesia.
But God started to bring healing to the church.
Y comenzó Dios a hacer cosas muy, muy preciosas en ese tiempo.
And God started doing amazing things again in that time.
Y el Señor siguió hablándonos.
And God kept talking to us, kept speaking to us.
De que Él abriría puertas.
That He was going to open doors.
Estaba orando en un día, estaba orando en mi cuarto.
And one day I was praying in my room.
Y mi esposa entró al cuarto.
And my wife entered the room.
Y nunca antes nosotros habíamos salido de Cuba.
And we had never left Cuba before, so, right? So keep that in mind.
Y yo sentí que el Espíritu Santo me estaba hablando en ese momento.
And in that moment I felt that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
Y el Señor me dijo.
And God told me.
Estoy abriendo las puertas a las naciones.
I'm opening up the door to the nations.
Y yo le compartí, le dije a ella lo que había sentido que Dios me había hablado.
And I shared with my wife what I felt God was saying to me.
Y en todos los años de nuestro ministerio.
And in all the years of our ministry.
Dios ha venido confirmando y hablando a nuestras vidas.
God had always been confirming and speaking into our lives.
De todo lo que Él quería hacer con nosotros.
Like everything that He's ever wanted to do with us. He's always confirmed it and spoken to us.
Y bueno, estando en medio de todo el crecimiento y toda la bendición que Dios trajo a la iglesia ahí en Cárdenas.
And amongst all the growth and the blessings we were seeing in that church in Cárdenas.
Dios abrió las puertas y pudimos venir aquí a Canadá.
God opened up a new door for us to come here to Canada.
Hemos conocido muchos hermanos aquí en Canadá.
We've gotten to know many brothers and sisters here in Canada.
Conocimos a Pastor Roger.
We know Pastor Roger.
Y bueno, con toda la palabra que habíamos recibido de parte del Señor.
And with all the words that we've received from the Lord.
Roger nos lleva ahí en Winnipeg a una iglesia de la Primera Nación.
¿Cuándo?
Nos llevó hace dos años, ¿no?
Okay. And a couple of years ago when we were here, Roger taking us to a First Nations church or meeting.
Y llegamos, ellos tenían una celebración especial esa noche.
And they were having some kind of special celebration that night.
Y nosotros llegamos al servicio, nos sentamos allí.
And we came to the service and they sat us down.
Y comenzamos a disfrutar del servicio, adorando al Señor.
And we started to just get into the service and just worship the Lord.
Fue un tiempo bien especial.
It was a very special time.
Al final del servicio.
And at the end of the service.
El pastor que había estado predicando, ministrando.
The pastor who had been ministering and preaching.
Nos llama a mi esposa y a mí al frente.
Called me and my wife to the front.
Y él me pidió que me quitara mis zapatos.
And he asked me to take off my shoes.
Y él se quitó los de él.
And he took off his.
Y me dijo, ahora ponte mis zapatos.
And he said, put on my shoes.
Y por cierto, los zapatos de él eran bien grandes.
And of course, his shoes are quite large.
Pero bueno, yo me los puse.
But I put them on.
Y entonces él comenzó a decirme, ahora tú vas a caminar conmigo.
And now he said, you're going to walk with me.
Y yo comencé a caminar con él por toda la iglesia. Caminamos de un lugar al otro.
And they started walking around the church together.
Y él comenzó a profetizarme.
And he started to prophesize over me.
Y yo recibí esa palabra como una confirmación más.
And I received another word there as another confirmation.
De lo que Dios venía hablando a nuestras vidas.
That what God had already spoken into our lives.
El Señor nos dijo.
That God told us.
Que estaba abriendo puertas para nosotros en esta nación.
That He was opening doors for us in this nation.
Como que el Señor nos estaba entregando las llaves en esta nación.
That God was giving us the keys for the nation.
Y que estaba poniendo en nosotros un corazón.
That He was putting into us a new heart.
Para amar esta nación y especialmente a la Primera Nación.
A heart to love this nation and in particular the First Nations.
Y nosotros fuimos bien impactados con esa palabra que recibimos del Señor.
We were extremely, very impacted by that word received from the Lord.
Y bueno, cuando terminamos, regresamos con el Pastor Roger.
And then when we left the meeting with Pastor Roger.
Y yo le pregunté al Pastor Roger,
¿Qué piensas de esta palabra que el Señor nos ha hablado?
We asked him, Roger, what do you think about this word that God's spoken to us?
Y Roger también me dijo lo que pensaba, ¿no? Como que Dios estaba haciendo algo y estaba abriendo puertas.
And Roger just said the same, that God was doing something and opening up doors.
Y nosotros pues llevábamos ya años orando por todo esto.
And we of course have been praying about this call for years.
Y hemos visto en todas las cosas como Dios las ha estado haciendo.
And we've seen all the things that God has been doing.
Que hay un plan y hay un propósito de Dios.
There's a plan, that he has a plan and a purpose.
Así que estamos aquí en este momento.
And so we're here now.
Hemos hecho, mencioné a Abraham con su llamado.
And I was talking about when Abraham got that call from the Bible there.
Porque creo que para Abraham no fue fácil cuando Dios le dijo, sal de tu tierra y de tu parentela.
Because I don't think it was easy when God called Abraham to leave his homeland and his people.
Para nosotros no ha sido fácil tampoco esta decisión.
This decision hasn't been easy for us either.
Ha sido una decisión con mucha responsabilidad delante del Señor.
There's a lot of responsibility and a lot of weight that the Lord carries for this decision.
Muchas veces oramos al Señor diciéndole, Señor, si no es tu voluntad, queremos que cierres todas las puertas.
We've prayed to God many times throughout this process. You know, God, if this is not your will, close the door shut.
Porque para nosotros el mejor lugar donde podemos estar es dentro de la voluntad del Señor.
Because the place we want to stay, the best place for us to be is inside God's will.
Pero cada vez que oramos, Señor, cierra las puertas si no es tu voluntad.
But every time we'd prayed that, God, close the doors if it's not your will.
Dios lo que hizo fue abrir todas las puertas.
What God did was open up all the doors.
Llegamos cuando el pastor Roger nos envió todos los papeles que necesitábamos para presentar en la embajada en Cuba.
And we got all these papers that Roger had sent us so that we could present to the embassy in Cuba.
Y llegamos allí a ver a los funcionarios de la embajada.
And we went there to see them at the embassy.
Y de una manera impresionante.
And in a crazy way.
Ellos estuvieron todo el tiempo a favor de nosotros, queriéndonos ayudar en todas las cosas.
They wanted to help us with everything. They had so much favor for us.
Y bueno, hasta por teléfono me llamaban diciendo, te falta esto, falta lo otro.
They would even track me down and call me and say, hey, we're missing this, we're missing that.
Directamente de la embajada, ¿no?
Right from the embassy, they were just...
Nos llamaban. Y bueno, quiero agradecer al Señor por todo lo que Dios ha hecho.
I just want to thank God for everything he's done.
Y también agradecer al Pastor Roger también por todo su esfuerzo y por todo su amor para con nosotros, por Marge también.
And thank Roger and Marge for their love and their passion they have for us.
Y bueno, queremos también agradecer a Jackie, que está aquí en este día también con nosotros. Nos estamos quedando en la casa de ella.
We'd also like to thank Jackie Penner, and that we're living in her house, so we just want to thank you.
Tenemos personas aquí que nos aman mucho.
We have people here that love us a lot.
Y queremos agradecer a Dios por cada uno. Y bueno, aquí estamos con todo nuestro corazón dispuesto a servir. Y hacer todo lo que Dios quiera.
And we're just thankful for each and every one of you, and we're here and we're ready to serve with our hearts and to see what God wants to do.
Y confiamos que Dios va como ha abierto las puertas hasta este día.
And we believe that, you know, just as God has opened the doors to this day.
Dios va a abrir muchas puertas para su reino en este lugar.
That God is going to open up more doors for his kingdom in this place.
Y queremos poder compartir de todo lo que Dios nos ha dado.
And we want to share everything that God has given us.
Y ayudar a todos los que podamos en esta nación.
And to help whoever we can, as many as we can in this nation.
Especialmente a toda esa gente de la primera nación que necesitan ser sanados y ser restaurados.
Especially those of the first nations who need to be restored and healed.
Amén. Bueno, Dios les bendiga mucho. Y muchas gracias por escucharnos en este tiempo.
God bless you, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, please give Mike a hand. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, God leads through open doors. And, you know, if one door is shut, you have to believe God has a greater thing. He has another open door for you. That the new thing is going to be even better than the last. If you don't believe that, you'll stay stuck in the past. But God always has something even greater. And I believe that. And if you just follow the pattern of the last 5 years since 2013, when Riddell and Mylon were with us in May of 2013, since then we have built relationships with First Nations leaders. We have ordained ministries like Marty McLean, who comes from a legacy, a family where his father has planted 30 First Nations churches in northern Manitoba, and who have a vision to raise up leaders in every one of those 100 communities of northern Manitoba and northwestern Ontario, where the leaders have been just taught very elementary things, but not enough knowledge of the Word to actually see, to stand on the Word of God. And to not just feel, well, every time we get sick, we got to go to Winnipeg to a Lot Thunder meeting to get healed so that the evangelist can pray for us. As if he's got the anointing, and that same anointing is not in every believer. And so God is now raising up ministries who have the vision from the younger generation to equip the leaders of every community. And Lot Thunder himself sees us. Lot Thunder was right here with us when we ordained Marty McLean, and he's probably the most well-known native evangelist in Manitoba that has hundreds of people come every Thanksgiving weekend and every Easter weekend to come, you know. And God has been using that, but Lot Thunder himself has said, God's given him a vision, there is a greater glory that's coming than what was known under his evangelistic anointing, where people look to the one-man evangelist. See, but this is about equipping. This is the apostolic anointing to equip the saints into the work of the ministry. It's going to waken us up out of our lethargy. Wake up to righteousness. Wake up to your identity in Christ, who you are. And don't see yourself as a helpless victim of the things that have happened to you. But rise up. We heard that same challenge at Word of Life Church Friday night. A prophetic word came out. Church of Niverville, rise up. Rise up, Church of Niverville. And there was a resonance, you know. And to think this was the very church building where we had a split from 40 years ago. And the other worship band came out of the church that Word of Life had split from. See, in the last 40 years, there has been a shift. We need to be awakened to that. That God is doing a new thing. He said this new thing would spring forth. It's going to come from within the hearts of people. He said, God said, this people I have formed for myself, they will declare my praise. And that's beginning to, we're seeing the evidence of it, beginning to spring up. So I just like to say other ministries, you know, the ministry that he referred to, the First Nations Family Worship Center, Raymond McLean, he ministered right here last September from our pulpit. We're building these bridges. These are ministries have a legacy who have tried to evangelize the First Nations for years and years and years, and they've even that, like, that's why there's been this shift in Raymond McLean's ministry, because he knows that too many people have just looked to him as the healing evangelist to get people healed. He was up in Pekanjikim once a couple years back, and he's in his hotel room at 2 or 3 in the morning, and a guy down in the streets below, he shouts out, "Evangelist, he's in town, come down and pray for me," you know. And they've had evangelist after evangelist come to those communities, and they still think they've got to have the visiting evangelist to pray for them, because they have never awakened to righteousness, to who they are in Jesus Christ. That has been the message we have been proclaiming from this congregation. And not everyone receives it right away, but the Bible says, you know, the prayer we are to have for all the saints is that our eyes will be opened to see who we already are. And our commission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons. We don't see very much of that in the Western church. But the time has come for us to be the church. So I'd just like to invite, as we close now, if Riddell, Mylin, I'd like to also thank Jackie and also Sandra, who's married to Brian James. If you folks would all come up here. And she's from Cuba as well. And she's also based in Manitoba now, in Winnipeg. And we're going to be working together with them. Marcus, Abdiel, Libni, if you come up with your mom and dad. I'd like not only our church leaders, but anyone who wants to put themselves in agreement to set apart this team for the work to which God has called them. Amen. There is an awareness in many ways that Manitoba is not only sending missionaries, but we are also a mission field.
Amen.
And we need people like Island Breeze. We need people, these friends from Cuba. This May, a lot of our people are going to be involved in a convergence in Winnipeg. We're bringing some 20 international leaders from churches all over Africa. They're coming here to Manitoba.
Amen.
And we're actively involved in sending out the letters of invitation. And so God is sending us people from the nations to help us break through in our province, that Manitoba will live up to its name to be a resting place for the Lord. The very name Manitoba, it goes back to the history of the narrows of Lake Manitoba, where the water would rush up against the shores, the rocky shores at the narrows, and the native people said that is the voice of the Creator that is speaking. Manitou, the great spirit, and Manitoba means the place where the spirit sits and from where he speaks. There is a prophetic mantle on Manitoba to release the word of the Lord from the heart of the continent, from the center of this continent out to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Jesus said, out of the heart will flow rivers of living water. And this is part of that answer to prayer, where God is doing a new thing. So please, leaders, Daniel, Ken and Lane, Peter and Agnes, Debbie, Crystal, Nathan, Michael, anyone, Joshua and Janelle, and Deborah and Jonathan. So good to have you guys with us. We have another couple I meant to introduce earlier that Ed and Fran have brought with them, from Cuba and from El Salvador, who are here with us. We welcome you guys this morning. Thank you for joining yourself to us today. Amen. So, Terry and Brenda, if you just want to go to the and just maybe play a song. Could you do that? Okay. I remember when they were here, I think you were here when they were here. And I think they even prayed for you, didn't they, Terry and Brenda? I remember that so clearly. But who would like to lead out? And just put up your hand if you'd like to lead out, and I'll give you the mic, okay? Michael?
God, I just want to pray for this this time of transition here and of responding to your call, that we'd also respond and be partners with that call and encouraging the family and being here and being involved and giving them, helping them what they need and the cultural changes and things like that, God, that you would just open up their minds also, Lord, and to hearing your voice continually, Lord, and also just, you know, if one of their goals is to learn English, that you just help that speed along, Lord, and you would just bless and as you're the Lord of all languages, that you would help them to speak, but Lord, that above all that, they would rely on you, Lord, your spirit for it to say in the right moments. That you could bring something new to the communities they go to and what they do. And God, that your fire would be on them, Lord, and your calling would be on them. They wouldn't forget that you called them here when times are tough. Pray for the emotional side, Lord, of leaving a beautiful country and friends and family behind, Lord, that you would be their strength. Lord, that they would feel that they're able to let go of the the burden of leaving a place behind and responsibilities behind, that they would trust that you've got other people to rise up in those places and continue the work and that you started in Cuba. And I just thank you, Lord, and bless them. Thank you for bringing them here, for calling them here, for choosing Maranatha to be a place where they make a connection. And we're just really privileged to be a part of that call that also includes us. And just thank you for that. In your name, Jesus.
Father, we thank you that this morning that we had this time of sharing, Father, that we as a congregation can enter in with understanding and revelation of what you've done, that you've gone before this family, this couple, and prepared a way and opened doors for a couple of decades for this moment, and that they're called to this work of the ministry here in Manitoba and who knows where in Canada. And we put ourselves in agreement with this, and we thank you for it. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, that they would experience an unusual anointing and favor as they move out into this new field of endeavor, that they will have open doors that no one can shut, and they will be have a unique authority in the realm of the Spirit over these communities. And things will be broken that haven't been broken for centuries, Father. There will be just a unique thing happening among the Aboriginal peoples of this province and beyond. We pray also, Father, that all their needs might be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. They will lack no good thing. The children will make good friendships, solid friendships. They'll go to good places of education, training, whatever. They'll integrate well, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things and thank you for it.
I just have a sense. In the Bible, it talks about the sons of Issachar knowing the times and the seasons. And there's a Chronos time and there's a Kairos time. Chronos time means kind of you're going along with life, and it's in general, just general time. But Kairos time is a strategic time. And I just have a sense that this is the Kairos moment, for whether it's for our congregation, for this province of Manitoba, and for the nation of Canada, that this is the Kairos time. And so we want to come into alignment with Kairos moments. And so we just come into agreement with the Holy Spirit right now, that this is a Kairos time and season, that God has brought this family here. And we bless them in this Kairos time for them and for us as a province, as a community, as a church body, and as a nation. And we say, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. We say yes to what you're doing.
I just have a word for the children. God has his hand on all three of you. He's got a special call on your lives. And this season in Canada is part of your preparation. There's been a cord stretched from Cuba to Canada, like a rope. And that rope, there's going to be weight applied to it. Like it's hanging, think of a weight hanging in the middle. That represents the challenges of being in a new country. New school, new friends. But he has knit that rope. God has knit that rope. And it is strong because of him in you, and how he has prepared you. And that weight will be like the weight that draws back a bow. As it pulls down, he will be your strength, and it will not break. It will stand firm. And there will be a time when that it is propelled forward in the opposite direction. Those weights will be used as training. It will be used to ground you in God, and you will know who you are. And you will have a great impact when you go forward because of the challenges you've gone through. Lord, I pray over these children that you will be their father in a precious way over these years here. That they've come to know you as the one who cares for their hearts, and that you would show them your love in practical and real ways every day. And I pray that you would knit this family together in the closeness of your father love at a depth that they have not experienced before, that will bring joy and praise to the hearts of the whole family. Pray this in your name.
Amen. Amen. Everyone said, amen. So be it, and by faith, so is it. We want you to be released. If you want prayer, we encourage you to stay behind, but you can be released at any time. But we're going to end with a song that Terry and Brenda ended with this morning about the kingdom of God. This when Riddell preached at the Fourth Avenue Bible Church about when we were having our services over there when we had a flood, and he preached on the kingdom of God coming, and we're going to sing about that now in closing. So you can join us for that. Great. If you need to leave, be released. Thank you so much, each one, for being part of this service this morning. God bless. Oh.
of heaven come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven come. King of heaven rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven come. Heaven comes, King of heaven comes, King of heaven comes, King of heaven comes, King of heaven comes. Come now, let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come.
Yes, Lord, come. People, this morning when I was late getting here, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit in the 4th Avenue parking lot, walking my dog. And when I came in and I heard this beautiful people singing, and they have such a special place in my heart, and I have seen you many times on tribal trails, and I have such a connection with the First Nations people of Northwestern Ontario, especially in Kenora. We fostered many First Nations babies, and I'm excited, so excited about this family being here. And Nikki, I wanted to turn around and say to you, you need to be up at the front flagging as you were singing. And throughout this service, I have seen something that is incredible to me, because I am very careful about the First Nations culture, but the word Thunderbird kept coming to me. And Brenda, as you were on the platform and you were praising God, and you, all of you, it was like this huge bird was hovering over you. That's how it started. And I said, God, what is this? What is this bird? And he kind of whispered, Thunderbird. And I immediately thought, oh no, is this okay? Is this native spiritualism? Is this okay? And then as Radal was speaking, I was seeing it again. And it was huge, huge over this church. And its wings were fanning and fanning and fanning. And there was light coming, and it was piercing darkness. And I was supposed to leave half an hour ago, but I just thought, I have to look up the meaning of the Thunderbird. Oh, goodness, if I can get my glasses on here. And then, as I was just going to say to Deb, I don't know if I can leave. I just had such an anointing, and I was literally jolted out of my seat. The symbolic Thunderbird meaning power, provision, expansiveness, transformation. Roger, I can't even read this. I'm shaking too bad. Can you help me here? Please? I got to transition.
Divine dominion, yes. Indomitable spirit, unquestioned authority, and messages from the glory world.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh.
Amen. So, see, Native people know how to tap into the realm of the spirit. See, some of it has been the counterfeit, and we have allowed that to make us fearful of tapping into the spirit realm. But God's going to use the native drum, for example, to tap into the Holy Spirit and to break down walls. Somebody had a word for Denise Friday night when she was flagging at the front at the Word of Life Church, and they said to her that you have an anointing on flagging, an anointing that can raise the dead. And so God is going to use these creative expressions. Do not limit God to your own understanding. But get to know God is way bigger than your mind. He's going to work outside of your box. And really, the meaning of the word thunder, the Bible says in Psalm 29, the God of glory thunders when he speaks. It's going to shake the very gates of hell. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Hallelujah. Amen. So let the thunder roll. Let the voice of God be heard in this province, and let it go from here to the ends of the earth. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you, everyone. Amen.